The fallout continues from Israel's boarding of a flotilla of relief ships off the coast of Gaza on Monday. Shibli Telhami is the Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. He is also an expert from the Brookings Institution. Now, Mr. Telhami, what does this incident mean for the relationship between Israel and the Palestinians as far as the backdoor negotiations that have been going on?
It certainly presents a very great challenge for various reasons. One of the reasons is that it highlights the need for removing of the blockade from Gaza, which has been a sore point in the relationship between the Palestinians and Israel, and which the U.S. has been asking for. So that issue, which is a big issue that has been sort of shoved aside a little bit because of the renewal of negotiations, is back at center stage, and that presents a complexity because it obviously touches on the issue of Hamas, which controls Gaza. The second is that, you know, even separate from what the Palestinian Authority may or may not do vis-a-vis Israel and the U.S. mediation effort, you have a regional public opinion that is highly inflamed. If you watch the media in the region at the moment, which is highly focused on this issue, and it just is shocked by what had transpired. I believe that it's going to make it very hard to get Arab support and coordination. In some ways, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has made his peace moves and his return to the negotiating table in part in coordination with the Arab League and other Arab parties. So he needs Arab support in part because of the crisis of legitimacy in the region, where he feels that he needs far more backing outside the Palestinian areas to be able to move forward. And that dependence on the Arab world is complicated significantly by this crisis, where Arab public opinion is calling on many of the leaders to pull out of the peace efforts, and today the Kuwaiti parliament and government have approved a call for pulling out Kuwait from the Arab peace initiative, which offered to make a peace with Israel in exchange for Israeli withdrawal from occupied territories.
The Israelis say, well, now this ship was taking more than just humanitarian aid, and we had every right to board it. Expand a little bit more on the fact that Turkey is being so, you know, they're the point person on this because it was their ship that was boarded.
With Turkey, it's been an interesting turn of events even prior to this tragedy. I think we've seen really the 2008 Gaza war received so much attention in Turkey and so much sympathy and so much anger with Israel. And Turkey has been trying to play a more active role in Middle East politics, particularly after the end of the Cold War, where they're trying to find a role for themselves. And I think after the Iraq War of 2003, a vacuum of power was created in the Arab world. And that left, in essence, regional players who were competing for influence, including Iran. And Turkey, which is an alternative to Iran in some ways, it seemed to be more moderate, more contemporary, more democratic.
President Obama was supposed to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. He canceled that meeting, or actually Mr. Netanyahu canceled the meeting, and went home to Israel after this. What does the United States need to do to keep this process alive? If you were advising President Obama, what would you tell him?
Well, first of all, you know, it's a tough environment. And as you can see, you know, those things are not all in the hands of the United States of America. And the crises occur. I think every government has to be prepared for crises because there will be many more, unfortunately. Most of them will not be, you know, predictable and hard to deal with. So you have to anticipate that. The president has done something very important. He has defined Arab-Israeli peacemaking as an important American interest, as, in fact, a vital American interest, that what the U.S. is doing between Israel and the Palestinians is not charity work. It's not just good for the Israelis and the Palestinians. It's good for America. It's good for global This is a global issue. And in that sense, what the U.S. does and doesn't do on it is a source of judgment on the American credibility.
All right, that is Shibley Telhami. He is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He is also the Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland.